Welcome back to the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Brenninger. We're up to episode number 5, Just As Long As We're Together. Just As Long As We're Together is the 5th track off of For You, Prince's debut album. It's the last song on side 1 if you have the record. Otherwise, it's just track number 5. Just As Long As We're Together was the 2nd single released. There was only 2 singles released off of For You. Of course, there was the hit Soft and Wet, and then Just As Long As We're Together, which really didn't make much of a splash on the charts. Minor hit. Didn't really do much on the charts, but that doesn't take away from the quality of the song. It's a good song. The last track that we heard off of For You was the song Crazy You, and that was covered back in episode number 4. That song was brief, acoustic number. Just As Long As We're Together, on the other hand, is a lengthy, meaty, jammy song. I call this song just an excuse for Prince to show off, you know, and I don't know if that's, I may be being a little flippant about that, but that's okay. I mean, the man can show off his skills. He had an ample number of instrumental skills at such a young age. What the hell, you know, he's got a record deal. He's 19 years old. Let the man show off. Let him just jam out on, you know, keyboard and drums and guitar. Just let him do his thing, because the second half of this song is essentially just an instrumental. The radio edit, of course, cuts a lot of that off, being a 6-minute-and-24-second song. A lengthy song like that is not going to make it onto the radio without an edit. And sure enough, of course, there was an edit, significantly shorter song, cutting a lot of that instrumentation out at the end. But Just As Long As We're Together is one of those songs that, you know, on the surface, if you're just looking at the lyrics, you're not going to be wowed, I don't think. There's nothing really deep. There's evidence of this song having been recorded, or at least, you know, the instrumental portion of it had being worked on as early as 1976. It was called Jelly Jam at the time, and there was some early recordings that were done in Minneapolis at Sound 80 Studio before it was brought out to LA for him to record proper for the album. Prince did play this song live during his very first concert as a solo artist at the Capri Theater in Minneapolis in January of 1979. So, I mean, it makes sense. This was a quote-unquote single, so of course he's going to play a song off of his album that was released to radio stations. If there was any song besides Soft and Wet that the audience might have known, it was probably going to be this one. Just As Long As We're Together, as you can probably guess from the name of the track, is a song about a relationship. That's obviously a very common theme running throughout Prince's debut album. You can live your own life and I'll live mine. I will never try to keep you down. And even if I only see you some of the time, I'm just happy when you come around. Okay, Prince is really feeling good about this relationship he's in. He wants his girlfriend live her own life and I'll live mine. They don't need to be attached to the hip. They don't need to do everything together. He's not going to try to keep you down, so he's not going to stifle her growth as a person, not going to tell her what she can and can't do with her life. Okay, that's great. I think that's a very healthy approach towards a relationship. And even if I only see you some of the time, I'm just happy when you come around. So I'm not sure exactly why the two of them don't see each other that often. I think that at the time, with him being a teenager, and he was in high school when he wrote the song originally, there's a lot going on. It's not always easy to see your boyfriend or girlfriend when you're young. Maybe you don't have a car. You have to take public transportation or rely on friends to take you places to see each other. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe there's family issues or family reasons why they're having a hard time connecting in person. Next section of the first verse, and even if the sun don't shine, I'm warm enough when you're in these arms of mine. Just as long as we're together, everything's all right. Everything's all right. Okay. So moving on in the verse, the last couple lines, and even if the sun don't shine, I'm warm enough when you're in these arms of mine. Well, the sun doesn't shine much in Minneapolis in the winter. Trust me, I've lived in the northern Midwest for the vast majority of my life. So I understand Minneapolis winters, and yeah, the sun doesn't shine very often from the months of November through March. But it's a nice sentiment. Hey, might be gloomy outside, might be gloomy in our heads, but I feel warm when you're with me. I can hold you tight and everything's all right. It's basically what that's saying. The chorus is very brief, just a couple lines here. Just as long as we're together, everything's all right. And he repeats that line again, everything's all right. Okay, sweet little sentiment there. Next verse, there is nothing that will overcome the love we share, nothing that will break us apart. Girl, I gotta always have you in my ear, gotta always have you in my heart. Oh, baby, your place or mine, I'll get the music, baby, you bring the wine. Okay, so let's back it up. Nothing that will overcome the love we share, nothing that will break us apart. That's a pretty straightforward section of the verse there. Feeling really, really confident about their relationship. Nothing's going to break them apart, whether it's family, friends, distance, busy lives. Girl, I gotta always have you in my ear. Gotta always have you in my heart. Now, when I'm listening to him sing this song, sometimes I can trick myself into thinking that he's saying, girl, I gotta always have you in my hair. And that is because he has a song, She's Always in My Hair. So maybe it's because I know that song, She's Always in My Hair, that I think that he's saying, girl, I gotta always have you in my hair. But according to the lyrics that I'm reading, he says ear. And if I'm listening to it, yeah, it does more sound like ear. But I think hair sounds better. But I just could be biased because of I like that song, She's Always in My Hair. That's one of my favorite B-sides of Prince from the 80s. So he says, girl, I gotta always have you in my ear, gotta always have you in my heart. Okay. So if he's saying that he wants her in his ear, I take that to mean that he wants her to talk to him. He wants her to, tell him about her day or just give him advice, just be there for him and speak to him. Gotta always have you in my heart. All right, yeah. Pretty straightforward line there. The last section of this verse, the second verse, is interesting. Oh, baby, your place or mine. I'll get the music. Baby, you bring the wine. Okay, so he's setting up a date, sounds like. I don't know how long this relationship has been in place that he's referring to in this song. He wants to go on a date, but he'd prefer that they stay home. So he's just offering up the question, your place or mine. It's kind of thought of that your place or mine is more of a line that a player might say to a girl that he's trying to pick up at the club or at the bar. So, it, you know, I don't know if it was, assuming that that line had been used in the 70s, I was not old enough to have been in the on the dating scene going to bars in 1978. So I have no idea, but my guess is, yeah, I'm sure it probably was your baby, your place or mine. Then he says, I'll get the music, you bring the wine. They don't really resolve where they're going to meet, where this date's going to happen. But Prince is going to bring the music because, hey, he's Prince. Of course he's going to bring the music. And by the bringing the music, you know, most people, they say that they mean like, oh, grab the record player, or I'll grab a handful of records and we'll play them on your record player. But when Prince says that, you get the sense that he's talking about, yeah, I'll bring my guitar and I'll play music for you. I'll get the music. I am the music. You bring the wine. When did the drinking age change from 18 to 21? That's what I was curious. I had to check what was the drinking age in Minnesota in 1978? And the answer to that question, I believe, was 18. So depending on when Prince wrote this, legal drinking age. He was legal. He could drink wine. It sounds weird now thinking of a teenage Prince saying, bring the wine. But hey, 1978, it was all good. He could drink wine. He was 20. And so, or, you know, he was about to turn 20. When the song was written, he would have been more like 18, 19. But it was legal. It's all good. Nothing to see here. So then they go into another chorus. Just as long as we're together. Oh girl, there's nothing better. Just as long as we're together, everything's all right. That he goes into a few more lines of just kind of running through some lyrics. It's not really a verse. It's kind of like an extended chorus or some lines that lead into the lengthy instrumental outro. So he says, just as long as there is you, I'll be around doing what you want me to. Just as long as there is me, I'll be around to sing that melody. So he's essentially saying, if you stick around, I'll be around too. He wants the two of them to stay together. He wants to keep singing. I'll be around to sing that melody. That melody meaning just as long as we're together, everything's all right. That's what I'm taking from that. He goes into some more of just as long as we're together, everything's all right. Oh baby, everything's all right. Just as long as we're together, everything's all right. Towards the end of this section, he says, just as long as we're together. Oh girl, everything's all right. Don't you know there ain't better. Oh, hunt you baby in the night. I don't remember that line. I'm going to have to listen to the song again. I've listened to the song many times, and I don't remember hearing that line. Oh, hunt you baby in the night. Don't you know there ain't better? Oh, hunt you baby in the night. Maybe I'm just so anticipating that instrumental breakdown and jam section at the end that I just kind of tune out the lyrics, because at this point he's just saying, just as long as we're together, oh baby, everything's all right, blah, blah, blah. And so maybe it's just getting a little too repetitive and my brain completely tuned out what he was saying towards the end of the song. Oh, hunt you baby in the night. That's an interesting little line that he added there. Didn't know that. I don't know why he feels like he needs to hunt his baby in the night. Other than he just likes the rhyme pattern. Because at this point, you get the sense that they're a couple, they love each other, they're there for each other, thick and thin. Not sure why he wants to hunt her. So, That is Just As Long As We're Together. A great song. I highly recommend the extended version, the radio edit. I mean, it served its purpose of getting Prince on the radio, kind of, sort of. Like I said, it wasn't a big hit, so it probably didn't get a ton of airplay. But the album version is the definitive version. There's, I think, even a disco remix out there that's slightly longer. It doesn't add a lot. It's not significantly different than the album version. I've heard it a few times. The disco mix is decent, but the album version is just as good in my mind. Once again, I think a lot of people that may dismiss this album in particular will just say it's Prince on the love tip. It's the lyrics of a lot of these songs are very single-minded. You know, there's not a lot of variety going on. I mean, we've had In Love, we've had Soft and Wet, Crazy You, Just As Long As We're Together. Pretty much the entire side one of the album has been just relationship songs. He's trying to go a different way with each of them, I think, a little bit. I mean, he's in love, but in that song, you're saying he's in love, but he's, as I mentioned in episode two, I feel like the song's more about infatuation than love. Soft and Wet is all sexual innuendo. Crazy You was the more sweet ballad with a little darkness. I touched on what I felt was the darkness behind Crazy You in episode number four. And then we're back to Just As Long As We're Together, which is it's a really joyous song. It's happy. The lyrics are all about strength of relationship, getting through whatever life throws at you. You know, there's the cute little line about your place or mine, getting the music and you bring in the wine. I like that line a lot. The line always stuck out to me right away as being just, like I said, a cute line, memorable. The lyrics do get a bit repetitive with the chorus of Just As Long As We're Together, Everything's All Right, Just As Long As There's You. He tries to do something a little different with the Just As Long phrase towards the end of the song, which was good. Just as long as there is you, just as long as there is me. And then going back to Just As Long As We're Together, I think that he's really trying to say you have to be an individual before you can come together and be in a healthy relationship. You have to know who you are before you can give yourself to somebody else in a relationship without losing yourself. Because if you don't know who you are, then you get into a relationship, you will lose yourself. If the other person you're with has a more dominant personality, you'll become that person whether you want to or not, because you're just not confident in who you were. So you're like, okay, well, I'll just be more like that person because I like that person. I think that's what this song is kind of getting to. Yeah, there's the parts about staying together and making it through thick or thin, but the whole piece around you be you, I be me, we'll be together, and everything's going to be all right. But there's a theme to the song. That's what I would take away from it. You be you, I be me, together we'll be great. With that, I'm going to say everything's all right. And we're done with episode number five, Just As Long As We're Together. About halfway through his debut album For You, I'll be getting into what would be the flip side on the next grouping of episodes. This has been the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Brenninger. You can get a hold of me at my website. That's pressrewind.net. It's a blog that you can contact me through. I also have a Twitter profile. You can reach me at BREINIJ. Thanks for listening. Until next time. Just as long as we're together, everything's all right.